Okay, so we're on the phase on the base. Again, we're going through the list. The Gemara is trying to prove or disprove Chizkin or Rebo about when Lo Sochal, Lo Seachal implies an Isser Hanas. The next one on the list, at least the one I want to speak about, is Orla. So the Gemara says, I vary Orla. Drachmanamar Ari Limlo Yeachal, I believe. The Torah says, for the first 3 years, you can't eat the fruit of the tree, says you cannot eat it. Betanya, and yet we have a brayso which says, Arim lo yachal, you can't eat orla. Ein li'ala isra chila, I only have this pasa that's aser to eat orla. Menai shalei yahana mimenu, how do you know that you cannot for a benefit from orla? Shalei yitzbabo, you can't use it to dye clothing. V'lo yadlik bo asaner, you can't use, let's say, orla olive oil to light a lamp. Tamalomar orla sem orla so arilim lo yachal. Says orla three times. Larabus is kulon to teach you that there's an isser hana, an isser to dye, and an isser to light the oil. So the Gemara. So for this Gemara's purposes, the Gemara says time because of rachmanav orla sem orla so arilim. You see that the only reason why there's an isser hana and orla is because of these additional drashas halav ha'achib. If there weren't, we didn't have these additional drashas, having Isra Chila Mashma Isra Na Lo Mashma, I would have said that the Pasuk of Lo Yeachel would only apply in Isra Chila, not Isra Na, with the Kasha and Chusya and Rebo. So the Gemara says, at least for this Kasha, the Gemara says, Lo Olam Lo Yeachel Mashma Bein Isra Chila Bein Isra Na. No, again, our general rule is correct, that Lo Yeachel alone generally would imply in Isra Chila and in Isra Na. Shani Hasim Dechsev Lachem, here since it says it will be Orla for you, since it says lachem, so that I would have thought that maybe specifically here lo yachel only means an isra chila, not an isra hana, and therefore we need these additional drushes to teach an isra hana. But again, but Tanakash on our general rule that lo yachel implies an isra hana as well. So that's basically the Gemara, more or less, for the purposes of the sugyas here. So I'd like to basically just talk about Tosus on this Gemara, and just the Gemara that Tosus brings in. So Tosus asks a question. Vim Tomar, Keva Danafgalan Aser Behana, Amai Itrach Lesser Tzviya Vahavlaka. It's clear that the Gemara needs three drushes. One, to teach an Itran in general. Two, you can't die with it. And three, you can't use it to light a candle. So why do you need these additional drushes specifically for Tzviya Vahavlaka? That's just included in any Hana. Va'omari, Ri says, the salta daitach the tzviya lo chashiv hana, de lo havia ele chazusa ba'amut. So we need a special drasha for dying, because I would have thought that dying alone, the dying is not considered hana, because just chazusa ba'alma, it's not, we'll discuss more in a minute, but that means is that the dye, let's say if you take orla dye, and from like, you know, I don't know, red orla cranberries, and you would dye a shirt, a beged. So the dye that would remain on the beged, we wouldn't view that as the substance mamashas of actually orla. It's just the color was, you know, rubbed off from the orla, but not part of the orla itself. So I would have thought that's not considered being nene from the orla, from the fruit itself, and therefore I need a special pasuk for the dye. Fine, v'chein hadlaka, and similarly, lighting the oil of orla, sakadaitach the sharia kevin have derech biur. I would have thought since it's part of the process of destroying it, again we'll come back to touch more on this also, I would thought again there specifically that's not considered violating the Isra Hana. I'm going to skip a few lines here because it's not exactly what I speak about. Fine. So again, so stage one of Tosa. So again, Tosa's question was, why do you need specific sukkah for hadlaka and Sviya? And Tosa's answer is that Sviya, you need a pasuk because I would have thought it's not a Hana. Because it's just chazusa ba'alma. It's just the dot, the color that's rubbed off from the orla, but it's not part of the orla itself. And hadlak, I would have thought you need a special pasuk. You do need a special pasuk, because I would have thought that since you're only deriving benefit through destroying it, that is not included in the general isra to be nen. Fine. So before we go further, so the question is, once we have sukkim by orla to teach you that tzvi and hadlaka are aser, so is that only true by Orla? Or no, this is Megal that in general all Isuri Hana have these Isurim. So it seems pretty clear, at least by Hadlaka, that this is true for all Isuri Hana. The Gemara on Chafalpan Beis says that, that was one of the lines of the Mishnah was to teach you that you're not allowed to be nenef while you burn the chametz, because again, you would have thought maybe the same type of havamina, since you're while you're burning it, maybe you should be able to be nenef while you're destroying it. But that's not true. Like Mishnah says, it's not true. So there's no special, we don't have any special drasha by Isser chametz to include derech bi'uro. So it seems that just once you have a pasuk by Orla that teaches us in general that Hana through Derech B'Yuro is also would be a violation if you're not applied to all Yisrael Hana. Fine. So if so, you would assume that the Isser, the point that even Binena from the color would also apply everywhere, meaning we extend it from Orla to everywhere. Fine. So the problem is, though, the Meforshim are bothered by the end of Tosis. Because then Tosis says, V'im Tomar, Amai Yisrach Pra Gabi Truma Tumeya that the Gemara in Shabbos has a special drasha to say that even though Truma Tumei is Aser Behana, but the Kohen is, so Truma Tahora he can eat, but Truma Tumei he can't eat, and he can't get Hana, but he can, you're supposed to burn Truma Tumei, the Gemara says, and while you're burning it, you can be Nana. So you can, whatever, use it to light for your stove, for heat, for whatever it is. So again, so Tosa says, and the Gemara has a special drasha to be mafter that. That l'cha shachate, you're allowed to be nana derech b'yot. Biruro. So Tosa says, why do I need a pasuk there to be mafter it? Because here it's clear, the hacha israch ralo meisar, here, without a drasha, I would have assumed it's mutter, I just need a drasha to aser it. So why there do I need a drasha to matter it? It's, from there, it sounds like the starting assumption is that it should be usher. So Tosis answers, no, Yishlomar would have thought that Ramakish Truma Tameya to Meiser, and by Meiser it says, Lobi Artimeno Bitamei, so by Meiser, this Meiser chain actually would not be allowed. So therefore, because of the special Hekesh, I would have thought Truma Tameya, it's also not allowed to be Nana while you burn it. And therefore, I need a Pasuk to be Maser. So, but everyone else, I don't understand. If, as it seems to be the case, that once the drasha is by Orla, we then extend that to all Yisrei Hana, so what's Tosfos' problem? The Gemara in Shabbos makes a lot of sense. You're right. Before any drashas in the world, we would have thought Derech B'Yuro is Mutter. Then the Pasuk by Orla comes to say it's Aser. Aser not by Orla, but everywhere, as you see by Chametz. And also Aser, I would have said, by Truma Tumeya. And therefore, we need a special Heter by Truma Tumeya that you could be Nana Derech B'Yuro. So what is Tosfos bothered by? So unfortunately, I'm bothered by this, and I think Rafi, I think just has, I think is just the push up shot. But for some reason, I mean, whatever. I guess it's not obvious, but it actually is a machlokas rishonim whether Truma Tumeya is really aser behana absolutely. So there are rishonim that seem to say that. But Tosos in a bunch of places in Shas hold that Truma Tumeya is not Aser and Hana totally. It's only Aser Derech Kiloi. It's only Aser to derive benefit from it if you're consuming it. If you're eating it, if you're anointing it into yourself, if you're feeding your animal. But let's say you want to smell it, or if you want to sell it, or if you want to be nana from it in a way that wouldn't consume it, so then it's not Aser. Mm-hmm. So that might be why Tosos thought, even though once we have this pasuk by Orla, the Derech B'Yuro is Aser, and we extend it to all Yisrei Hana, but we can only learn it from Orla to all other Yisrei Hana, which are absolute, total Yisrei Hana. But Truma Tumeya is very different. It's not really a complete Yisrei Hana, so you can't learn that from Orla, and therefore it does bother by, so then if we don't have the Orla source, then it should be, I would have thought it should be Mutter even without a Makar, and therefore he's bothered by and gives his answer as he does. Fine, okay, so that's just Hashbarantosis. Going back earlier in Tosos, Tosos says that I would have thought that Orla's mutter to use it to light a candle because the Havidarech B'Yuro, because you're destroying it, so while you're destroying it, you can be Nana. So the Pnei Yoshua assumes that the reason for this Havamina is that Orla is Mina Nisrafim, there's certain Isur Hana that there's a mitzvah to burn them. Chametz, Korner Yehuda, Klai Kerem, Pentukad Be'eshu, the Mitzvah to burn it. There's some Yisrael now which are not, there's no Mitzvah to burn them, let's say Basar V'Chala. And the Mishnah, the end of Tumura, says that the Yisrael now which are Asar, which you're Chayiv to burn, so after you burn them, the ashes are Mutzar B'Hanukah. However, Nikbarim, let's say Basar V'Chala, for example, the Yisrael Hana, which you don't have to burn, you can just bury, get rid of. So even if they would break down and decompose into Afer, to Afar, so they remain Asar B'Hana. So the Pinchas says, Toz Havmin is, since Orla is Min HaNisrafim, the Mishnah Temura says, so Havmin is as follows, that Toz has viewed it that when you, let's say, when you burn, this means like, the Gemara is going to use these, talking these terms later on. When you burn something, so you burn it, and it, as you burn it, you're destroying it, becomes ash, becomes Afer. And then the heat and light, whatever, is basically coming from the Afer. So, the same way, we would have thought, since Orla is Min HaNisrafim, and after you burn it, the ashes become Mutter, so even the heat and light that come out, B'vas Achas, from the process of making the ashes, should also be Mutter. So, I don't have a Bam Kasha on that Pshat and Tosas.
Who says that?
That's what Pnei Yeshua says. The only...
Why does he say this?
Why does he... I don't know if he really explains why. He just thinks that's what...
Which line in Tosas?
That Tosas says... This is Sakadai Tech Desharia Kevan Dahavi Derech Biura. I would have thought that you can be Nana while you're burning the Orla. So that's only because it's Min HaNisrafim. Meaning, in other words, we would not have this Havamina by, let's say, Basar V'Chala.
So, and there's Svara for this because Nasi's Mitzvah?
Let's assume. Okay. So, right. Tosos and Tumor there says the reason why the Afer Mitzvah from our Mitzvah is because Nasi Mitzvah, once you've done your Mitzvah, once you destroy it, as the Torah said, destroy the Orla, destroy the Klai Kerem, destroy whatever else is in Min HaNisrafim, so then the Isser is Paka. So the only slight problem with that is that again, Tosos assumes that this same heter should apply to Truma Tmeya. Right? And he's bothered by it. He's saying, Lachor, this heter applies to Truma Tmeya. Why would I need a pasuk to matter it? So it's just that the Gemara and Shabbos and Nachafe, this is just like there's a mitzvah to burn Kachim Tmeyim, so too there's a mitzvah to burn Truma Tmeya. So the mitzvah to burn Kachim Tmeya is a pasuk. But Tosas and Shabbos is a mesupuk if that Kashem is completely equivalent, and there's even a mitzvah derisive to burn Truma Tmeya because it's called Kodesh. Or no, there's no mitzvah, there isn't really a pasuk by Truma Tmeya, it's a Dindra Banan. And the Umar Disman Kashem equating the same, just as you have to burn Kajan Tmeya midiraisa, so to Midra Banan you have to burn Truma Tmeya. So you just have to say, then, if you want to learn like Pnei Yeshua, that this whole Havamin is built upon the fact that it's part of the Srafim Midoraisa, the Mitzvah Srafa, you have to assume he's assuming like that side in Tosos is a Mitzvah Deraisa by Truma Tumeya also, which is just not fine. But so I just don't know if you have to say like Pnei Yeshua, which frees you up. You could just say that, I think two ways of saying it. One is that you could have said the Havamina is even more than Tosos, more than Pnei Yeshua. That, you know, the Havamina was, is that, again, the way perhaps Tosos and Chazal viewed is that when you destroy something, so like the flame and heat and light is really coming from what has already been destroyed. So we don't view it as, it's not that you're being initially viewed as like, it's as if the heat and light is coming from the Aether. So you could have been the happening is that we don't even view it as coming from Aether, we view it as like, once a particle is destroyed, so then heat and light come out. So you're really being nana from nothing, so to speak. Right, or we don't view, or even if we don't view as directly benefiting from the object you're burning at all, it's indirect. Since the thing is burnt, Mimela gives off heat and light. So it would have been true for anything, even if there's no mitzvah of Srefa, but just it's not coming from the object. And just the other way, I think, is just that there's a svar to say that no, even not because it's being destroyed, not because the heat and light is coming not from the object, it's coming from the object, but if you're only benefiting while you're destroying it, so that, so to speak, undermines a little bit the Maisa Hana, if you could say such a thing, that we don't really classify this as an act of Nena, we view this as an act of destruction, which, agav, you're being Nena. So again, so we would have thought, it's not, you need an additional pasuk to ask for that. But again, not that it's tied to the mitzvah sreifa per se. Fine.
So that's a different shot.
A different shot, yeah. And then you could say even if Tosafos thinks that the mitzvah of shrumah tmeah to burn is midrabanan, but since l'maisa you're destroying it, we don't view that as binana for me, but as destroying it. Fine. Okay, so now for the main point. So the same brisa is quoted in Bava Kamma Kapala. Tosafos there quotes this Gemara. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara there quotes it because the Gemara has a safek. If Yesh Svach Samanim B'Tzemer, which Rashi says, and what we've shown, I think they all say, is basically the Gemara is wondering if Chazusa Milsahi or not, as Tosafos introduced that concept. So again, what that basically means is that if I take dye, and let's say I dye wool, so now I have red wool, so do we view it as I have mamashas of that red dye now attached to the wool, and there's the wool and there's the red stuff here, or no, just the color came off, like the quality of the color, but there's no mamashas of the original item. So let's just, one of the nafkaminas of the Gemara is talking about in terms of dini mamonos. So let's say I have wool, and someone by themselves comes and takes your dye and pours it on my wool. And, you know, removes all the excess dye that's left over, and now I just have the dyed wool. So can you come to me and say, you have my dye?
Pay me for my dye.
Right. And you're either, if you hold on to it, you're stealing or pay me for it. So if we view this as it's Milsihi, that we view this as mamashas, I'm holding on to his stuff. I have to pay him for it because I can't separate it, or I have to do something. But if the dye, so to speak, just affected my wool, but it's viewed completely as my wool and I don't have your stuff, so then, you know, you can be mad at, you know, the guy who stole it and used up your dye and destroyed your dye, but you can't blame me for that, I didn't do it, and I'm not holding your stuff. So that's the nafkamina of the Gemara, one of the nafkaminas of the Gemara Bava Kamma is talking about. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya from our braisa, right, so first brings a different braisa, that a beged that has been dyed with the orla, you have to burn the beged, right? Because just like there's a mitzvah sreifa on the orla, let's say the fruit, so if you dye something with that fruit, you now have to burn that, because you have to there's a mitzvah to burn the stuff. So the Gemara says, you see chazusa milsi, because you see it, obviously there's we view it as orla stuff there, because there's a mitzvah sreifa on it. So the Gemara says, Amarava, no, there's no raya, because hana hanira le'inayim asra Torah. That's different there, the Torah asr, whatever can be seen. So some Rishonim, this is Rabbeinu Peretz says, what that means is, in a chanami, by orla, by isurim, chazusa milsihi. In terms of isurim, we view it as if there's mamashas of the dye there. But you can't learn out mamunas from isur. That's the way the Tosafos Rabbeinu Peretz understands the Gemara. Rashi seems to understand that no, it's not even conceding the point that we hold as tangible for Isser, but by Isser, even something, you know, even an effect caused by the Orla also creates an Isser, even if it's not actual Orla stuff. That's the way Rashi seems to learn. Okay, fine. Again, that's not...
Well, what's the second one?
I'll read you Rashi. Rashi says, Hanir Leinayim, that by Orla, Hanir Leinayim is Isser, Mara Ba'alma, Afal Pi She'en Bo Mamish. It doesn't seem to seem like the Tosafos Rabbeinu Peretz that in terms of Orla, we view it as there is mamashas. Just you can't, just we have different standards for mamonos and Isser, and you can't learn one from the other. So you're saying, even by Isser, it's not chazusa milsi, there is no mamashas of the Orla, but still, there's a chiddush towards machadesh, that even color, which doesn't have mamashas, which is derived from the Orla, that too is usher to be nana from. Right, and that's just a rush, I think, right? Fine.
Wait, so how is that different than the first shot?
The first shot is, I'm not sure exactly what an afkamino, the first shot is that it is chazusa milsihi, meaning for orla we view it as if there is mamashas.
Mm.
Just by mamnos, we don't view it as mamashas.
No.
According to Rashi, it seems like even for orla it's not mamashas. Is that what he says? Mara ba'alma afapi she'en bo mamash, asra Torah.
Right.
Even though there is no mamashas of orla, the Rabbeinu Peretz is easier to understand, in my opinion. But Rashi, even though there is no mamashas, it's just the mara, it's chazusa lav milsi.
Right.
But by Isser, the Torah asr, Mara Ba'alma. The Torah asr Chazusa Afal Pishain Bo Mamish.
So how do you explain that? Why Taka would the Torah do that if it's not Mamash?
I'm honestly not sure. It's not clear to me.
Uh-huh.
But I think that is what Rashi, I think it's pretty clear what Rashi's saying. So, which you understand why Rashi says it, because that it sounds like what the Gemara is saying, doesn't sound like Rabbeinu Peres said this is Chazusa Milsa, you just can't learn out moments from Isser. Say no, there, Hana Hanirli Naim Asr Torah. So it's like a new concept of. So then the Gemara says, and where in fact did that Torah have this chiddush to Asr Hana Nirli Naim, whatever. Whatever that means. So then it quotes our Braisa. Right? Disanya, Arilim Loyochal, Ainli Ella Israchila, Minai Shalihana Minab Yusbo Yakbus and Air Tam Alom Rosen. Right? How do we know that it's usher to be nana, to die, to light a candle? Arilim, right? So this is the mucker of the special Xerasakas of the Gemara saying that Hanani Lainayim, that even color alone is usher. So Tosfos here asks the same questions: why do we need psukim by all these things? And again, he answers that either die tzvi is different because it's chazusa lav milsihi, or at least we would have thought lav milsihi. And again, a candle is different because you're destroying it. Fine. So the achronim are very bothered. They have a very strong question in Gemara. Again, let's just chazur this Gemara again. The Gemara is wondering, is chazusa milsa here or not? Meaning, after I've died a beged, do I view it as there is orla here, therefore it's usser? Or no, there is no orla here. I rubbed off color from orla, right? But it's not orla. So the Gemara says that is usser, and there's a gzeres hakasuv that users that. What's the gzeres hakasuv? Minayin shlo yitzvabo. Tamalomar v'orlasem. Right, that's the put. Let's say Rabbeinu Peres. Let's just learn like Rabbeinu Peres. That there's a special gzeres hakasuv by orla nisurim that chazusa milsi, that is viewed as mamashus. Right? And therefore the beged after the fact is the asur v'hanan, you have to burn the beged. Right? And the mucker for that is this drasha. But this drasha, is also the source that you are not allowed to lichatchila diet. This is not this drasha here. The Bryce doesn't say how do I know that after I've dieted, I can't be nana from the beged. It says minayin shlo yitzvabo. How do I know that's usher to diet? So it sounds like from this gemara that if you would have held chazusa lav milsihi. Right? Meaning if we wouldn't have had this drasha, it's basically what Tosa says, it basically comes out of the score also, that if we would have held chazusa lav milsihi, it would have been mutter lichat chila to use your orla dye and dye your shirt. Which is a pella, because I understand after the fact, so now someone else dyed the beged, now the beged is here. So I'm allowed to wear that beged, because I'm not viewed as binena from orla, because there is no orla here, I'm not using orla. I'm not benefiting from orla. There is no orla here. It's just color that came off of orla. But how can you say that it's mutter for me to take my orla fruits and my orla roots? I guess I don't know roots are usher, but my orla fruits and cook them up in a pot and dye all my clothing and make my clothing much nicer and worth a lot more money? That's mamash binana from orla gomer. I'm taking the orla fruit, right? I'm taking. Let's say the orla, whatever.
If it's not considered to be nana for you to benefit when you use it, why is it considered nana when you cook it and create
because,
it?
So I would have said because
isn't one defined in terms of the other?
Because I would have said that. This, let's say for a mashal, so that chornim after.
Yeah.
Let's say you can't take. Let's say somebody's usreva and sell it to get money.
Right.
Why? Because I'm taking the isra na and I'm using
and
it to get money.
Right.
So even though the money afterwards is mutter,
right,
still it's usher hashib shat deraita to sell it to get the money. So here I had a non-guide beged. So how can you take the thing that's usher bihana and basically use it
to
get the so it's true. And Chami, after the fact, the beged is mutter because the beged is not orla,
right.
But you use your orla to
right.
improve your beged, and it's
right.
worth more money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Acharam's question. So the truth is, I forgot, I don't remember who exactly asked it, but I think most of it. So the Tosas Rid asks this question on this Gemara. And the Tosas Rid is also bothered by Tosas' question. Why do you need additional psukim to aser, to die, and to light a candle? That's just part of Isser Hanan in general. So Tosas Rid says the two questions answer one another. It says even though the simple reading words don't sound like this,
Tosas Rid in
Bava Kama, right here on the
mm-hmm.
Tosas Rid says it was Pashut. Just from the original source of the Isser Hanan, that is Pashut, you can't l'chadchila take the Orla and dye your beged. Because that's just using the Orla. That's just benefiting from the Orla. And the additional pasuk of Minayin Shelo Yitzva Bo, it doesn't mean literally, how do I know you can't dye? It means, how do I know that I can't dye and then wear the beged? I mean, this additional pasuk...
He rereads the Gemara,
basically.
Mm-hmm.
And candle, for the candle also, he has a different having. It's not so important
mm-hmm.
for us. So the Tosri actually thought that was true. I mean, it's Pashut.
That of course it would be Aser.
Right, that of course it would be Aser. But mm-hmm. but basically Rashi and Tosfos, and Tosi here is another, a different Mahalach, why you need the Psukim. But either way, it's not the Tosis Rid. They seem to assume that, no, that if Chazusa Lav Milsihi, right, that's exactly what Tosis in our Psachim said. He said the reason why you would have thought that Lichal Chila, you can dye it, is because Chazusa Lav Milsihi. So they didn't understand this way. So the Shar Yosher of Shimon also has this kash in the Gemara. He didn't have Tosas Rid. He says that no, you see from here that you can take an Isser Hanah and you're allowed to destroy it to create a situation where I'll now have something that is mutter for me to benefit from. And even though, let's say, by selling, that's not true, so he makes different chalukim. By selling, you're not destroying the object. The object is still around. Whatever his chalukim are. So...
Wait, so what's his answer?
His answer is basically something along that you were originally saying.
Mm-hmm.
That, no, you see from this Gemara that you're allowed to take an Islam as Asr Bahana and destroy it to create something which is Mutter Bahana.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, let's say, by selling, we see that it's usser for you to use the usser object to create something new, I think there he makes a distinction, because there you're not destroying the object.
Mm-hmm.
So, I forgot exactly all of it, but he basically says, Eidech Nami, you see, that's what the Gemara is saying. So, one of the reasons why he wants to say is that he wants to argue on the Chavastas. So there's a Chavastas that says that even though we generally assume that the Isser of Eim Mevatel Isser Chatchila, that you're not to throw a little Isser into a pot to Mevatel it, is only a Gzerah Mirabanan. He says that's only by Isser Achila. But something which is Aser Bahana, it's Aser Deraisa. Because that gufa is a hana. I'm taking Aser Isser Bahana, the thing that's Aser Bahana, and I'm being mevatel it to make my dish bigger.
So you're getting
so, hana. Right, so, right, and it doesn't, and it doesn't matter that the result will be mutter, but to create something mutter through the Isser Hanah is Aser.
Once he writes,
and he compares it to, he says, it's just
no
like it's usher to feed your animal
that's
stuff
what?
That's usher b'hana, even though once the animal eats it
no
and it becomes the fattened animal.
The
so no part of the animal is usher,
right.
It was completely bottled into the... But you can't take something that's usher to even make something which is mutter. And so too, you can't take a little Isser and throw it into a pot. Fine. So Rosh Hashanah say, no, you see from this Gemara that's wrong. Because you see that the Gemara felt that if Chazusa Lav Milsihi, it would have been even Mutter L'Chadchila to, you know, take the Isser Behana to dye the original item. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. So we want to suggest, I don't know what you think, that it's not a raya for Rosh Hashanah either. That you can understand this Gemara as follows. That if you would say Chazusa Lav Milsihi, so what does that mean? However exactly you understand it, it means that I guess maybe it's a specific way to understand it, but that whatever goes on to the Beged is so insignificant, we don't view that as having mamashos. So the way, let's say, one way to view it is that within a fruit, there's tseva, there's color, there's dye, right? And you can use that dye to dye a beged. So again, the Gemara's Mesupah. Once you dye the beged, that dye, do we view it as having mamashos or no? And if it doesn't have mamashos, then it's mutter, because it's just something which doesn't have any mamashos. So perhaps you could say that the Gemara's Havamina was that if Chazusa Lav Milsi, meaning we view dye as having not mamashos, and the dye is mutter, just as a dimyon ba'alma, the Gemara we're going to see later on says that the juices that come out of fruits other than an oven and zaysim are just zeya ba'alma, just completely insignificant. So there, obviously, there's mamashas, because we're talking about even like apple juice. So here, even more so. So if we view the dye as not having a mamashas, and the dye is being mutter, so what does that mean? It means inside every fruit, there's something called dye. There's something called color. And it's something which doesn't really have mamashas, that you can transfer into another item, and it won't ask for the other item because it doesn't have mamashas. So in other words, what? You could view a fruit as just being, it's a lot of things, it's a fruit, you can eat it, but it's also just a box that holds dye. It just has dye in it.
You hold dye as mamashas.
No, lav milsahi. I'm saying lav, whatever, I don't know what color is. I mean, even though lav milsahi, I mean, it changed, there is like color on it. So whatever that is, I don't know exactly how Chazal feed it, but
part of the object itself. It's a property of the object itself.
It's a property, right?
Characteristic.
Now that characteristic obviously came from the Orla. Right. So that Orla had this characteristic, which somehow you can transfer into the Tzemer.
Right.
Okay. So the Orla holds, it carries this characteristic.
Yeah.
And this characteristic by itself is not Aser Behana. Right?
It's not.
No, that chazus, if you hold Chazus Olav Milsihi.
Yeah, but I mean, Chazus Olav Milsihi is only after it already becomes part of the Beged. Until you make it part of the Beged, everybody agrees it is Mamashas. It's only after you dye it into the Beged is it considered.
Why do you assume?
Well, I mean, come on, what is Chazus? Chazus means little particles of dye. So because they're so small particles, we don't view them as Mamashas. But until it became part of the dye, it wasn't little particles. It was real stuff. It was only when you separated and made it into small little particles.
Okay, I hear. I still don't know if that's how Chazal saw it. But I hear. If you put it that way. But so I'm suggesting something different. That it's not that it's little particles. It's that there's something
you
called the seva of the object.
You want to say that even before it becomes part of the object, it's still called lav mamashos.
Right. So you could never separate it. You can't separate while it's in the actual apple or whatever it is. There's no way you could.
Right.
It has no nafkamina, but the apple had the whatever. The blueberries had blue color in it, and when you dye it, you can get it onto the baguette. So if you assume like that, so then the Gemara is not really right for anything, because then you're not being nene from the davar ha'aser at all. It's just the davar ha'aser. Ken davar is a box. And inside the box, there's color.
It's
and the color is mutter.
Characteristic of the object.
Right, and that characteristic is not usser. Mm-hmm. So that's why...
your answer.
That's my answer. Why you could even... a different answer, why even l'chadchili could squeeze it. Because you're not being nene from anything that's usser. There was a characteristic that was mutter, which was, you know, entangled with the davar usser, and you're just pulling out the davar hamutter. And then putting the davar mutter onto the tzemer.
Mm-hmm.
So, but even if and then it wouldn't necessarily be a raya against the chavastas, because in the chavastas' case, you actually are benefiting from the davar usser. I mean, the actual mamashas of the davar usser is now in your chant and making your chant bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this Gemara is not arrived for the Chavastas, but just this is my once around the top of the Chavastas. So most people try to explain why to argue the Chavastas, because the Chavastas, whatever, he was the first one to say. I mean, it's clear basically everyone before him on the Shulchan Aruch disagreed, because he's saying this to solve a problem that everyone else until then said different things. Maybe a different reason why to argue in the Chavastas, because the first answer, he does have a good point, meaning, you know, you're taking something which is Asr Bahana, and you're, so to speak, using it to you know, make your chant bigger and better. Mm-hmm. So what did he say? His source was, well, just like you can't feed your animal something which is a davar aser, even though the result will be completely mutter, but you're using the davar aser for your benefit.
Right.
So I would say, no, the two are completely different. Why? When you're feeding your animal, you're using the food. I mean, the item which is improving your life is the food. You're taking the food, and now you will have, via the food, you'll have a fanned animal. So that's benefiting from the food. You can't do that with someone who's asked for. But in the Chavis Das's case, if you think about it, what happened? Let's say you have an usher piece of meat, and you throw it into the chant. Fine. What is the benefit? What have you gained when you throw it in? What you have gained is that usher piece of meat is now mutter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, what are you using? You're using the chalent. It's not, you're not using the piece of meat to improve the chalent. Lahefach, it's the chalent, it's the shishim, which is creating the tikkun, is causing the tikkun. The chalent is being matter your nevela.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your nevela is improving the chalent. The chalent is being matter the nevela. It's the chalent here which is acting and creating something positive. The nevela is being acted upon. Okay.
That's a good point. But let me just start.
Right, and therefore you're not viewed as benefiting from the nevela. You're benefiting from the chalent, and the chalent is
more.
Yeah, fine.
My question is, but you're still using the isur as a goreim. True. The catalyst that's doing the bitul is what you call the chalon, the heta, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the iser is still being the goreim. Without the iser, you couldn't be able to make the chalon bigger. You're still using the iser to make the chalon bigger. So it's still a grama, right? When it comes to isuri hana, let's say I'm being nana through isuri hana through grama. Is that mutter?
I'm not sure where to draw. At some line, it becomes mutter. I don't know where to draw the line.
Grama would be mutter by Isuri Hana.
I think so. It's just hard to. So I mean, even in this Tosos, so Tosos says that. I mean, there's Kosamanda Amor. These are like stories you want to get to. But if you hold Einshvachitzim a pass, I mean, if you hold that, there definitely is a mandam in the Gemara which holds that you can burn Isuri Hana to create the gacheles, which you'll cook on. Because the gachelus is mutter. So I mean, would you call that grama at all, or no? You wouldn't call that grama.
I don't know. I mean, you could say because it's panim chadashos or whatever.
Right, but end of the day, meaning you're
same thing. I'm
not sure where to draw the line. I mean, I'm not sure. There are a lot of like different cases you have to like.
But you're basically saying Yisuri Hana grama is mutter by Yisuri Hana indirect.
I'm not sure. The thing is here also, which stories we're going to get to, even the piece of meat. The nevela would only maybe be, I'm not even sure if I would view this as grama, but even if you view this as grama, it's one goring, meaning it would be, in some ways it's comparable to what the Gemara calls zevazegor, which is mutter. That is mutter. I mean, it's machlokes tanaim, but we hold Tanakama, that's mutter. I mean, if an Isur Hana and something else together are goring something, that's mutter.
So you're saying this would be zevazegor?
It might be even. It's at least that. It's that also. I just have to.
Okay.
So anyway, that's what I thought the difference between Chavis Das's cases. So that's why. Whatever. It's just. It's not a right. Okay. Stop here.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.